Dictation, 2nd of March, patient Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N, Reichold, R-E-I-H-H-O-L-D. Sorry, Peckhold, P-E-C-H-H-O-L-D. Date of birth 12/2/1986. Christian Peckhold was seen for evaluation of thyroid cancer, Piparga. Previously, he had been treated in Illinois for thyroid cancer and had a thyroidectomy about 2 years ago, Piparagraph. At this time, he has no specific symptoms suggestive of abnormal thyroid balance and denies problems with swallowing or hoarseness, Piparagraph. Past medical history is otherwise uneventful, Piparagraph. Family history is negative, Piparagraph. Social history, he works in compliance for Rolls-Royce and does not smoke, but occasionally drinks alcohol, Piparagraph. Current medication, levothyroxine, 0.137 milligrams daily, Piparagraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable, so close systems evaluated, Piparagraph. On examination, blood pressure, 130 over 82, period weight, 206 pounds, BMI is 27.1, period the pulse, 70-minute period. There was a healed thyroidectomy scar on the neck, but no palpable neck lymphadenopathy. Appeared the hearts were normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Piparagraph. I reviewed previous tests, including an ultrasound of the neck from October 2020, which showed no visible pathologic lymph nodes. Except for a 7 millimeter nodule, comma level 2 in zone 7, period, paragraph. The serum thyroglobulin level is less than 1, comma free T4 1.18. And TSH 3.88, with all within normal limits, but borderline hypothyroidism is suggested by the TSH level. Piparagraph. I recommend that he increase the levothyroxine to 6.5 pills per week and return for follow-up in October 2022 for repeat thyroid function tests and ultrasound study of his neck. Period. Paragraph. Next patient. Christine Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z, date about 12/12/1973. Christine Schwartz was seen recently for evaluation of diabetes. Piparagraph. She's had diabetes for about 36 years and has seen specialists at the University of Michigan in the past. Piparagraph. Her blood sugar control is suboptimal with recent hemoglobin A1C of 7.7%, period. There are complications from her diabetes, which include non-proliferative retinopathy, and she has intermittent hypoglycemic episodes, period. Paragraph. Past history is otherwise notable for hypothyroidism, comma hyperlipidemia. And she has had previous COVID infection, period. Paragraph. Family history is notable for Graves' disease and type 2 diabetes, period. Paragraph. Social history he does not smoke or drink alcohol, period, paragraph. Current medication, Lantus, 50 units in the morning, and Humalog, 10 to 15 units three times a day. Comma, metoprolol, 25 milligrams, a half pill once daily, comma, Plaquenil, comma, Cymbalta, comma, Synthroid, 0.15 milligrams daily, and atorvastatin, one pill per day, period, paragraph. General review is significant for perimenopausal symptoms, comma, morning stiffness secondary to her rheumatologic condition, comma, intermittent joint pains, and trigger finger with carpal tunnel syndrome, period. A total of 12 systems were evaluated, paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 140 over 82, comma, weight 209 pounds, the BMI is 36, period, the pulse 70 per minute, period. The thyroid gland was borderline in size and there was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The house of no nodes were clear. The peripheral examination was intact apart from swelling of the proximal interpharyngeal joint with metacarpalgia, period. Paragraph, impression, type 1 diabetes with hyperglycemia, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, hyperlipidemia and unspecific connective tissue disorder, paragraph. Plan, colon. She has been evaluated for the prospective insulin pump and continuous glucose monitor, as well as dietary education and further intensification of her diabetes, period. Her current Lantus dosage is 24 units in the morning and 20 units in the evening, period, paragraph. Other recommendations will be forthcoming once she returns for reevaluation, period, paragraph.